obviously there's been lots and lots and lots of talk about vaccinations, and particularly in terms of what vax for who and what ages, etc. Of course, AstraZeneca has now become available to younger people. So we thought we'd get the perspective of someone who is young and has got the jab. And Kimberly Price joins us this morning to talk about that. Kimberly, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Now, us oldies, we went out and got the various ones that are available to us, but there was always a big worry about the AstraZeneca for younger people. Mm. It's out there and you're able to get it. What made you make the choice to do so?
It really just came down to, for me, the fact that I could get one. So obviously Pfizer's on its way, but it's still a month away. And I was just, I've been keen to get a jab for the past 18 months. And when AstraZeneca became available, I just wanted to get one. And a big decisive factor for me was also that my best friend is a nurse in Melbourne. And she is 24 and has been fully vaccinated with AstraZeneca at the beginning of the year. And she was fine. And she just sort of said to me, you know, there's a job that's got to be done. Go and do it. And so I went and did it.
Yeah, I think the one statement that really, which I think it was Brett Sutton who said, the best vaccination is the one you can get soonest. And that's probably very true, isn't it?
Yeah, I definitely think so. And, you know, there's been lots of talk lately about people still wanting to wait for Pfizer when they're under 14. And, you know, I totally understand that it's people's own opinion. It's their own decision. I'm not going to force anyone to make a decision. But, you know, it's still a month away. And if I can get vaccinated now, I'm going to try and do it. And you know, I was lucky to be able to go in yesterday and do it. And it was a very easy process. And I feel, for the first time in about 18 months, that I've done my little bit for you know, our community moving forward out of this pandemic.
I saw something on Twitter about people don't speak about the huge relief you get when you've actually got your first vaccine. No, never really been mentioned. Did you feel different after you'd had the vaccine?
I did. It sounds bizarre, but I did have this sense of, you know, I've done my civic duty, I guess, is the only real way to put it. But I was really proud of myself for being able to go out and get it and making that decision to do it. And yeah, I think it is, you know, for people my age, everybody puts it up on social media. You know, as soon as they're vaccinated, they put it on their Instagram and tell everyone else to get vaccinated. And I was like, I'm not going to do that. And then when I got it done, I did feel really proud of myself and I wanted to tell everyone about it. So I think there is a sense of pride when you can do something to help our community at a time when it feels like you can't do anything to get out of this pandemic.
Will you tell your friend in Melbourne that you've been on the radio, you've got a story in the Bendigo Advertiser and it's all over Twitter and Facebook. Kimberly Price, well done.
Yeah, good on you, Kimberly. Thanks very much for joining us and explaining from your perspective. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
All the very best indeed.